I'm William English, and this is a recording for Wavelength on Resonance 104.4 FM. And I'm talking once again to Jorgis Sakellariou, who I interviewed you, when was it? Two years?
November of 2006.
2006, so
yeah.
Okay, about 18 months ago. Or
yeah, again, it was a concert that I made here in London. The same thing happened on Saturday. I played in a very nice place called Divus. It's a gallery near Shoreditch. And I'm on my way to Belgium for a concert and then to Cologne.
And who were you playing with? Anyone else? Or?
Yeah, actually, I'm very excited about the lineup in Belgium and Germany because it's going to be If Buana and Illusion of Safety. They come from a... They're veterans and very well known, and I'm very glad to play with them.
But who were you playing with in London?
In London, I played by myself.
It
was an amazing ego trip. No one else, just me.
Yeah.
And some short films that were projected before the show.
And what were you? What were you playing?
I have some new material that I'm working on right now, and I played. As usually, a laptop set. No visuals or anything like that. Just music. Hello?
Marcus Campbell Art Books. I'm afraid he's not in today. Can I help you? Yes, he will be. Probably after 11. Yeah. All right, thank you very much. Bye. So, it should be said, like, so you're from Greece, of course.
Greece, yes.
And
I use the recording name Mecha Orga, so you won't have to have all these problems pronouncing my real name every time.
So that is the name, that's your
My recording
stage
name. Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
So, Mecha Orga is only you. You play with other people?
No, it's an approach that, for instance, If Buana, which is only one person, Al Margolis, had back in the 80s, people that come from, a more pop or rock background hesitate a bit to use a real name. It would like make them a more serious composer or stuff like that. And
yeah.
So those hidden IDs or fake band names are, creating a mystery around the whole thing, and I find it entertaining.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and you brought some CDs with you. What do you want me to play?
Well, actually, I have some stuff that has never been released.
Uh-huh.
Another track which is on my website for downloading.
Yeah.
That's www.mecha-orga. Dash is like that? Or wait a
dash
one.
Is like
oh, yeah, I said well. And mecha-orga. .com,
okay.
Where you can download MP3s, etc. Well, anyway, it's released stuff I haven't released
that's
or anything. It's that's
so
it.
This is unreleased.
Yeah. All this stuff here, there.
Right.
I mean, if you count the MP3, of course, that's online. And we have the three latest releases from my Echo Music label. The one is field recordings from a tunnel construction. There's no edits or anything. It's just raw field recordings and very noisy, very musically at the same time. The CD is called Moles, and the artist is Mikhail Adamis
is
his real name.
Okay.
So he made this little joke also.
That sounds interesting, actually. So this recording was made during the construction of an underground tunnel in the national road connecting Athens with Thessaloniki. Used as a sound installation. So he recorded down in the tunnel.
Yeah.
And is it field recordings or has he treated it?
No treatments at all.
And this is one on your label.
Yeah. It's
okay.
One of the latest releases
of Echo Music.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the AS11 CD is very interesting as well. It's called Pneumatic, and the first part I really like is a live recording where he used an industrial drill to manipulate a tire with contact mics on. And what I really liked is, besides the sound from the mics, he also used the space, and there's a very strange reverberation and ambience to the whole thing, which is really amazing, as far as I'm concerned. I think it was very interesting, and that really made me feel.
And are these guys, these are all people that you're associated with in
good
Athens?
Good friends in Athens, yes, Greek musicians. For a reason, up to now, Echo Music has been releasing mostly Greek artists, with the exception of Michael Chocholak from America. But hopefully, by until summer, we will have a release of an Englishman, Lee Patterson, who made an amazing performance in a festival in Athens in December. We will have this on the CD, and also the recording of the performance, and also some tracks that Lee will make using field recordings from Athens.
And do you get, are these distributed anywhere in London?
No, it's but they can be bought online at techomusic.gr.
Okay. Do you find it, is it hard to get an inroad into London with your, or into Britain at all with your music?
No, I don't think so. I think I get what I deserve, and
okay.
I have no complaints about it.
No,
I have already played 2 times. Two concerts were very nice. I'm meeting a lot of people. I'm right here. I'm here right now. It's perfect.
Very good.
It's very nice.
Now this one. This one looks really intriguing.
This one is called Anastenaria. Anastenaria is a Bacchic, a Dionysic ritual that's taking place in northern Greece. And it involves firewalking. It's actually a 2 or 3 days ritual where the local people, most of them actually, are getting into a trance.
Right.
And this whole thing starts with a sacrifice of an animal. They eat their meat, its meat raw. And then they sing songs, they're preparing themselves. And it's like a mixture with very ancient, of course, rituals, and it has some Christian symbols, which are, you know, making this fusion, this mix. Of course, the official Christian church doesn't really like the whole thing that's taking place there.
Yeah.
This guy, the interesting part and why it's on released on CD is that for like almost 3 days, you hear a constant drum beat and a theme from lira, which is strings, a string instrument. And it's very minimalistic and very interesting, and it has the approach of a field recording, actually.
Uh-huh.
And the specific one is recorded in 1979, so it's kind of vintage stuff.
Yeah.
And
who recorded it?
Well, we can't say, it's a secret. No, seriously, everything, all the extra facts are for me alone.
Right. Why is it a secret?
There's a big conspiracy behind it. I cannot tell either.
Right. Conspiracy behind what?
Sorry about it, but really, I have...
I have to press you on this.
No, wait. Offline only. Okay.
But what is the... In what sense is it a mystery? Or what is the secretive part of it? Excuse me one minute. Marcus Campbell Art Books. Marketing what exactly? Could you call back tomorrow, please? Thank you. Bye.
I was thinking I have to improve my English.
Why?
Irrelevant. I don't know. Seem like I can't find the right words sometimes to describe things. Anyway.
All right, but I'm intrigued by this. There's some part of this that you cannot talk.
Yeah, it's no mystery. There's nothing artistic about it that's mysterious or anything. It's just the place that I found the archives asked me not to say anything about it. They're good friends. They were kind enough to give me the material, but after that, I'm not supposed to talk about it.
But
anyway, let's.
It's all right to play it.
Of course, you can play. That's why I gave it to you. You can listen to it and everything.
Okay.
And inside there are also some songs called Tragoudia tis Tavlas in Greek, songs of the table, where they're getting really hysteric and things are getting pretty wild. You know, there's no logical explanation of how you. It is not that they don't feel the pain; they don't get burned when walking on burning coils,
yeah.
And that's very, very bizarre. And after they're calming down, they sing those table songs and they're drinking. And I like it musically.
So is it associated with one particular region?
This began in Thrace, the wider area of the west part of the Black Sea. from Greeks that were doing this ceremony since forever. But, you know, there's been a lot of population coming and going sometimes. So this is now Bulgaria, it was the Turks and everything. So the Greeks came back to the main part of Greece. And these are two or three villages, the closest big city is Thessaloniki. And there are two or three villages that have this custom. Once a year, they walk into fire.
Right.
Yeah, it's very interesting.
And did the whole population try and do it?
No, actually, you have like to. There's a whole ritual about the newcomers as well. Well, you see, there is of course the Archi Anastenaris, the master of ceremony, who. What they believe is that Saint Konstantinos comes with a bottle of water and throws water on the coils and burns down the fire and, you know, turns on the fire, and so it's okay for them to walk. If the master of ceremony doesn't see the saint as a vision, then they don't walk. There are many years that they refuse to walk because they don't feel that it's okay to walk in. And it has to be very careful of who is ready spiritually and prepared to walk with the rest of the firewalkers on hot coils. So I think it, because sometimes they, you know, have visitors and they freak out and they say, okay, let's go, but it's not like that, you know, they have to prevent them, otherwise it will burn.
And have you witnessed this yourself?
No, but that's what I'm planning to do this year. It's St. Constantine and St. Helens ceremony on May 21st, and we're planning to go there.
And from the notes on the CD, it says music with its infuriating soul particles progressively accentuates the cadence and the vibration, the drum thumming and so on. It sounds amazing. So, which one should I play, do you think, on this?
Oh, it's your choice.
It's only a 30-minute program, so I'm afraid we don't have much.
No, actually, these are gifts. Of course, you will promote my music.
Okay. I see. So, I can't play the ritual.
You can play whatever you like in any show you want to.
I mean,
these are gifts for you.
I
suppose someone listening to me right now might be a bit interesting. What the hell is he playing? So maybe one of the tracks in this CD are just fine.
Yeah,
it's fine. I make our organ release tracks.
So this is a CDR you just made?
Just for you? Yeah. Okay, directly from my hard disk.
Great.
Yeah.
All right. Well. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much again
for
hosting me here.
For coming into the studio.
Oh, Wavelet Rules.
But give us a, where are you going in Belgium again? I'm
playing in Ghent in a place called De Wietezaal. It's a show hosted by Odradek. And then in Cologne I'm playing in the show hosted by Alf Abwegen.
Right.
That's on Friday, the 4th, and Sunday. Friday in Ghent and Sunday in Cologne.
All right, thank you very much.
Thank you very much for coming again.
small pool room. Two cuts. Vintage sound effects.
Thank you.